Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we thank you for joining us today. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And we are on 2 times a month. We have a speaker 1 time, and then we do the one question call-in. You can... anytime, email Marie and Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments or any feedback on things that you would like to listen to, or if there's specific individuals that you would like to have on our show, or if you're somebody that's interested in, we have an open mind as long as it has to do with spirituality and is for the enlightenment and betterment of all. And we also do our goddess parties, divine goddess parties. You can email us or call us at Marie 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-941-36. We come into your homes. We go out into the community. We go into the schools or corporations. So if you're wanting a party, it's all it takes is 10 people and the host or hostess gets theirs for free. And the others, it's readings, or we can come in and do a class time as well. We do travel. If you're wanting a reading from one or both of us, again, I gave our numbers out, or you can email us again at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Also, go check out our page at www.divinegoddessradio.com. I also have a new website as well, bethjacobson.love. And I'm on there as a sacred embracement advisor, helping you step into who it is you came here to be. So is there any announcements that you need to make, Marie?
Nope, just please go and like our Facebook page. Just
type in
Divine Goddess Radio and like us. We are trying to grow the page so we can really start reaching a much bigger audience. So like us, and if you have any suggestions, let us know. But everything gets posted, all of our events, everything, plus some tidbits, energetic tidbits, horoscope tidbits, a lot of stuff gets posted on there. So we'd love to grow that page. Thank you in advance.
And I'm trying to think if we have any events that are coming up here. Marie will be doing a lot of stuff in April. I won't be joining her.
We have, if you're local, we do a lot of craft shows and vendor shows, not psychic shows, but mainstream shows. So you can always find us the second Wednesday of every month at Willie McCoy's in Champlin, if you're local. We do a sip and shop there. And then there's various other sip and shops that are coming up, one in Maple Grove. I do a healing night the first Wednesday of every month. So there's always stuff going on. And I'm working on getting a schedule, an actual calendar, put on our website so that you can – it'll always be updated. And then you can also always book a reading with us if you would like a longer reading. The system is set up so you can click on whoever you'd like to have a reading with and you can book it right there. And then if you want to have it with both of us, just email us and we can set it up.
Yeah, people. And there's a lot of stuff going on. People are needing clarity right now, so we can help you with what's the next step that I'm supposed to do. You can ask about, it can either be spiritually, what are you supposed to do? It can be career. It could be also your love. It depends on. We also look at individuals who are just beginning their path, as well as those are who are more advanced. So whatever it is that you're needing to know, we're your girls to sit here and connect with. So, let's talk about the energies, the crazy energies that have been going on. Good Lord.
Well, I'm sure you are, there are people, everybody out there is going, what's happening? I don't know what's happening. But we've had a ton of intense energies. We had a new moon and a solar eclipse,
mm-hmm.
which finished up the stuff that we started 6 months ago back in September when we had the double eclipse with the new moon and the full moon. So whatever you needed, whatever was brought to your attention back then, you had 6 months to work on it. And especially if you needed to end a lot of things that were no longer for your highest good, if you didn't end those, they came back to us in this last round. So we just did the full moon and lunar eclipse, which is about releasing. 2 weeks prior to that was a new moon and solar eclipse, where it was about manifesting and really being clear on where you want your life to go. So, you know, if you had themes that came up in the from 6 months ago and you're thinking, why is it coming back to slap me in the face? It's because you didn't examine it, or you're being shown that this no longer works for you. So make your decision so you could move forward, because this is holding you back, and now we're all about moving forward. So if you need to end something, end it. If you're debating about ending it, end it. If it's no longer serving you and it just keeps coming up as drama, it's not supposed to be in your life.
And you guys, that also means like internal dialogues that you have going on, the old tapes that we continue to play over and over. You know, and it can be relationship with self. The self-love thing is really big for people right now. You know, setting up really healthy boundaries and knowing when to say no, loving yourself enough to say, oh, hell no, I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
As well as even relationships with money, re-examining, I'm finding that that's coming up with me too. It's not as intense as it was. But there's some, believe it or not, we're still doing some past lifetime stuff, past lifetimes that are going but, because of choices that were made. And it's like, you know what, as well as the ancestrals, and it's having to stand in and saying, I am not walking your path. You chose to walk it because that's what the timing was. But my footsteps are going to be different, much lighter and much brighter, because I have infinite potentials and possibility, not the limitation that ancestors and past lifetimes were in.
Mm-hmm.
So know that's what you're going through, so just choose to visualize that you're stepping out of those shoes.
Yeah.
We're done, people.
We're done. And you'll also, I know a lot of people are, as the energies are coming in and we're shifting, we're integrating a lot of energy, and people are so flippin' tired.
I'm exhausted.
Just tired, like you want to sleep all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've been pushing through it just because I manifested being busy, and that's what's coming. But and then I have a head cold that kept trying to come in, and I'm like, oh, don't you dare. You are not coming into this body. So I've been working on pushing that out, but just be gentle with yourself. If you were all very dehydrated, make sure you drink a lot
mm-hmm.
of water. We
mm-hmm.
really, really need that. Our bodies are shifting. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world that we're feeling. The darkness has come to the surface, and we're all trying to push it out. So if you're feeling the heaviness in the world, just continue to send out love and unconditional love, and hold the space, and always come from your heart space, because that's what's really needed right now.
We're looking at releasing, it's all root chakra stuff, and moving into the high heart stuff. So we're finishing up the 3D stuff. So some have already finished up with it, and then there's others that are, that's what you're coming to. So you are going to get through this, you guys. It's just you have more that might need to be taken care of, and because it could deal with the ancestral stuff. So the work that you do, what people don't realize, it affects generations, 7 generations before you and 7 generations after you when you do your work. So just know you're not the only ones who are going through it. I have felt like I have been thrown down, kicked in the gut. But it's like I'm not allowing that past, the past of anything, to sit here and win. It's like, you know what? No, I'm fine. We're all doing this, moving together. So the work that you do, it makes it easier for your family. Be the enlightened one out of your family. So if there's relationship issues going on, be the enlightened one, knowing that you're better than that, and you don't have to stoop down to the level that they might be at, whatever it is that you're experiencing. And just remember, it's an opportunity to look at how much you've grown.
Exactly.
And I'm in a situation with that right now, and I'm going, oh, my God, I've really grown. But I still have to let go of some attitude with a specific situation.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm very proud of myself, better proud of myself.
Yep.
And we're all saying the same thing, just different stories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on. We're going to get through it, and there's something happened last night energetically. I know I'm going to have to check in to see.
Well, we're switching into the April energies, which are going to be – we've had our deceptions have come up. We've seen, you know,
illusions.
Yeah. So, but April is really now about walking your talk. I mean, you're done. We're done. We're done with those stories. We're done, and we can move on. And we know we can move on. So just keep stepping one foot at a time. Keep moving forward, and you'll get through it. April will be
easy peasy. Nice.
Yeah, it'll be a breeze.
Thank God.
So, shall we jump in and start taking our callers?
We can.
All right. If you would like to call in, 347-327-9360 is the number. We'll take our first caller. Hello there. You're
hey,
on
ladies.
The air. Who are we speaking with?
Yes. Hey, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. This is Stacy. Yeah. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Well, when you were talking about endings, I started a job in October, and it ended the end of February, and I liked it, and I don't understand what happened, but I thought it was going well, and it was a temp, you know, like I was temping. So now I just want to know when you see something else coming in for work.
Okay. Hold on a second. I got to work the phone. Let me just. She couldn't hear it.
Oh, but I can't hear anything.
No, she couldn't hear. I'm trying to get the volume up on this phone for her. Oh, there we go. Okay, now try.
Okay, I'm sorry, Stacy. Could you repeat what you were saying? I couldn't hear anything that you're saying.
Well, when you were saying about endings, I had a temp job which ended in the end of February, and I started it on when Mercury was going direct almost on October 13th. Mm-hmm. And I liked the job, and, you know, I guess my assignment ended, and they kept, you know, there were other temps there, and I guess they kept them maybe, or I don't know. So I was wondering, can you see another job coming?
Another job coming? Okay, let's see. Yeah, well, the first thing I heard is that you're in the flow. Are you out there applying?
Yes, I'm diligently applying, calling the agencies. I went down there the other day. I've gone on interviews, and everything is still, I'm just still waiting.
Okay. Yeah, you're definitely in the flow. So
I'm hearing in 3 weeks that you're going to be hearing something.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's going to be a full-time job. Did you apply for something that has to do with managerial work?
No, it's mostly admin, administrative, not management, but administrative.
Well, but I'm hearing the job you're going to get is going to be a higher level administrative. You're going to be
it'll be higher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it could almost be looked at as a managerial role because of the responsibilities that you'll be having.
Yeah, you're moving up. You're moving up because I'm going, they keep saying you're going to have more job responsibilities, but there's going to be a better paycheck in the end.
Oh, that's wonderful. So
In 3 weeks is when you should be hearing where everything should be up and taken care of. So it might be to where you have an interview by then, but everything will be completed within 3 weeks.
Yeah, from one of the places. Do you think I should? Well, anyway, in the meantime, do you think I'll be able to get unemployment because I can't apply until April 1st?
I heard. I'm hearing you don't need unemployment.
You're not going to need it.
Yeah.
You're not going to need it.
Oh, that means because it takes
no
a few
need.
Weeks.
There's no need.
Yeah.
You
3 weeks, you're
because
fine.
Yeah, because how would, you know, I just said, so you don't think when my last assignment ended, like, you know, I was there for 4 months and it was close by and I liked it. I shouldn't be upset it ended because I still don't have kind of closure on it. And I like the job and everything. And I'm just
That was a stepping stone for you. You got more skills out of it than you needed, and it'll help you in the long run, in the future.
Yep. Look at everything as season, reasons, lifetimes, and there was a reason for it. You got what you needed. You encountered the experiences and the people, and now you're going to access that, and it's paying off in the end. So you're moving into something better now. You were there to complete a cycle, and now it's time to move on.
But when I went to this other agency on Friday, they were more concerned with, oh, how come this ended? How come I was laid off after 8 years? And they were concerned of the time, not that I was working, that I wasn't working, and I felt awful. You know, here I go in, and they're making it sound like, how come you're out of work? So what should I do? When I have a job, look for a job? They were, like, interrogating me.
Yeah, because they're trying to gauge your reaction on how you would react to that.
I was fine. You know, I said, I was fine. I didn't react, but afterwards I was kind of perplexed. because, you know, most companies, wouldn't they like somebody if they were at a job for almost 10 years and they were kind of like, well, what were you doing for a month here? Or, you know, they kept questioning. And I just felt kind of, you know, all I did was respond to one of their ads about a position. And here I was getting like the third degree.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, just make sure that you stay in that space. Here it is. It's just like a life lesson for you to see. Are you going to go into that space of, are you going to start getting paranoid? Are you going to start getting worried? Are you going to go, are you just going to step out of it? And you have no control over it. You have no control over if a company decides to put you on a layoff. You don't have control over that. And you're not always going to have a response. You know?
But you would think a company would like the fact that I was at a job for 6 years and 8 years. You would think that they would have liked that because the average person doesn't stay at a job that long. And I couldn't help that I had temp jobs in between. And I guess they kept questioning it. And that's the only thing that I feel insecure about. Because
No, stay out of the insecurity. Yeah. Stay out of the insecurity. Stay in the firmness of, hey, this is who I am, but I still had to pay bills, so I had to do what I had to do.
Right.
So you speak from your heart. You speak your truth, Stacey. You speak your truth. Everybody else is going to hear that then.
You're showing, by doing that, you're showing that you're dedicated to keeping yourself employed.
Yeah.
You didn't just keep working and then all of a sudden take 6 years off because you didn't feel like working. You know what I'm saying? So look at it
exactly.
as a good thing. It's a positive thing on your end.
Yeah. Yep.
But the next thing I get, will it be close to home? Because the other one was so close to home, like, I could literally ride a bike there if I had a bike. You know, I drove there. It was literally so close to where I live. That's why I liked
it. It feels like it's going to be a little bit further. But
20 minutes away from your house.
Yeah,
is what
at the most. Yeah. Yeah.
And I like the people.
Well, if you go in there with the attitude of that it's going to be a positive experience, it's going to be enlightening, this is a place for you. You go in there with that attitude already. Don't go in with a doubt.
No, not at all. And I even,
the thing is,
you can't predict personalities.
It can start off that it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But, you know, personalities become involved and everybody goes through their stuff.
I know this is.
Your integrity.
Yeah.
Keep your integrity.
But the gals, I just wanted to ask you just one more thing so I get kind of closure. The gals that I worked with that were also temps, one's name's Lynn and one's Natasha. Lynn started with me. Natasha started 2 months after me. Are they going to stay at that job that I was let go for after 4 months? You could be honest.
It feels like it, yes. Yeah.
But your guides are coming in and saying, why are you concerned about that?
It doesn't have to do with you.
Yeah, you have to look at what you're doing. Yeah.
It has to do with you moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens for a reason, and you have to trust that. You were there.
Because I never called in, you know, and they called in and everything. That's what I'm saying. Why would they keep them and not me?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not a vibration for you anymore. It's not a space that you are going to grow from. So that's how you have to look at and give the gratitude for that, because now something bigger and better is coming your way.
I hope.
Don't personalize it. And I get it. I get it's a closure thing, but don't let the ego be in track of that. It's like, you know what? It all happened for a reason, and now I know it's onto something bigger and better. So that's your new story, bigger and better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to flourish in this new place. Oh, my gosh. You know, whatever it is that you're looking for in a workspace, start putting it out there and imagining that that's what it is.
Yes. I just want something that's going to, like, last more than 4 months and something that I like going to every day.
Again, those are individual choices. Those are individual choices. I mean, with the liking it or not. And anything energetically, nobody can predict anything right now. So anything could happen, but it feels like 3 weeks you're going to find something and you're going to love it. But stay in that positivity.
Yeah.
If you're going to worry, you can stop things from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck to you, Stacey,
yeah,
and thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you both so much for taking
welcome.
My call. I appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now we're moving on to the next caller. Beth is manning the
So if she hangs up on you, I'm sorry.
Call it again. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How are you? What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine. I'm calling from California.
California Catherine. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah. I moved last year, and so so it's like transition year and not working sometimes and part-time and everything, adjusting. I have this weird fear of completing my taxes. Like, I think it will be a lot lower. Like, obviously, it will be lower, but I'm having a hard time being accepted. You know, I've done a lot last year, and I want to stay positive of all the things I did, but I'm delaying it. So anything you see about that I just accept it, will my taxes be better than I thought it will be?
Well, somehow you're equating your taxes with your self-worth.
Yeah.
Yes. So my income last year.
Yeah. But you have to go in and look at, okay, really, is this what my self-worth is? So it's bringing up a deeper issue for you to really look at it. Even if your taxes are lower than what you think, you know, if it comes out, you can always spin it in a positive way because it makes you eligible for other things that maybe you couldn't do before being in a different tax bracket.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm going through it, so I get where you're at. And it's happening for a reason, just so you know.
Okay.
And so really take a deeper look at your self-worth. Money does not define any of us.
And your taxes either. Your tax
Our tax bracket do not define us. You could have all the money in the world and be the biggest jackass. You know, so it's like, look at what you've accomplished, and your situation isn't going to be like this forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me share with you, you know, since both my kids have been in college, my tax bracket went way down to nothing, let me tell you. And I was not, I came from a high, very high position corporate where I never had any issues. But you know why it happened? Is so that my kids could go to college and get all the grants and it wouldn't cost them as much.
Oh, interesting.
So it was favorable for them. Now, as my last one is getting closer to graduation, my situation is shifting.
So I
have embraced it for everything that it is, regardless of what it looks like on paper. I'm like, I'm a miracle living here right now. So that's the way you just have to pivot and look at it and say, okay, it's telling me something. I have to go in and examine what it is, and I need to shift that thinking because I am worth way much more than what it says on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I second that motion.
Okay.
So don't be afraid. Just do it and go, look at that. I have something I can work towards for this year. And if it doesn't happen, then that's okay. I'm okay. Nothing has happened to me.
You know, and this is a good thing to go journal about. Go and journal about saying, what is this really triggering in me? What is really the story behind this? And then so you can get to the core of the issue that you've been ignoring.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you think you faced it, it's a deeper issue. So go in there, and it's not one that you established in the current lifetime. I guarantee it. It's an old, old, old belief system.
Right.
So you have to go in there and clear out that old belief system, and that's energetically where we're at right now because it's letting go of the third-dimensional crap, the ego saying, oh, this is what you are. You're nothing because you have nothing. You're nothing. So when you're moving into the high heart, you're manifesting, and you have to get out of the way of how anything's going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And if you really truly are one who says, I believe in miracles, get out of the way because we haven't even experienced true miracles yet.
Yeah. So just tell that lower consciousness ego, excuse me, but you can take a hike now because this does not affect me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to do it, you know, because you're still doing your part regardless.
Yeah.
So
get out of that mode because I can hear you. I'm a loser. Get out of that. That's a freaking old belief system. You get to redefine yourself. You get to sit here and really go in and love yourself for who you are. Money does not buy confidence, just so you know.
Mm-mm. Right.
It's your experiences that build you.
Well, I had a lot of that.
Well, there you be.
Yeah.
So Well, there you be.
So, and like I said, you never know. With your tax return this year, it might be lower than what you think. But what if you're what if you go and you're supposed to apply for something, and because of the way your taxes show, you're eligible for it?
Uh-huh. Which normally, years ago, you went to that. So look at it that way. You're looking at it going, ooh, what am I supposed to be applying for that I don't even know yet? I'm going to benefit from this. So be excited about it and saying, I know it's changing. Because all it is an illusion, Kathy. That's all it is an illusion to keep you in that limited thinking and the lack mentality. And just saying, I'm letting go of that illusion. That's all it is. It's on a piece of paper, but it's an illusion.
And by no means should you be comparing yourself with anybody else or anybody else in your family.
No.
Let that one go, too.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Moving on to our next phone call. Hello. Who am I speaking with? Oh, just a second. I don't think I got you. Hi. Who are we talking to and where are you calling from?
It's Rose calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. I'm starting a job next Monday, and I want to know what you see about that. Is it something positive, or how is that going to go?
Good job.
Ooh, first thing I heard was very well.
All right.
Yeah. You're really excited about this one.
I am. I think it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, I see passion coming up with you. So, yeah, you're going to really enjoy it. It's going to bring in a lot of your passions that you have kind of put down, you know, kind of subdued. It's going to ignite those passions again.
The creative juices are going to really flow with this job. So
okay.
Be open to new things that will come in with it as well. So be excited about it. Very good energy. You're on the right path, going in the right direction.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's how I feel, but I just needed confirmation.
Sure.
Is that it? That's all we had to do? That was easy.
Oh, all right. Well, have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Stacy, Florida.
Stacy in Florida. How are you doing, Stacy?
Hello.
Hi, fine, thank you.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
It's about my, I wanted to know, do you see a new job coming up for me, please?
Have you been beating the pavement for a while, so to speak?
Excuse me?
Have you been beating the pavement for a while? Like, have you been really
I have a job right now, but it's ending, so.
Okay. Yeah, because I keep hearing beating the pavement.
I'm hearing in 3 months. Something new is going to come around. It's going to be more permanent, but it feels like there's going to be, I'm hearing jobs, other jobs just to fill it in.
Temporary
jobs that are going to be in it, but you're going to have fun because it's about meeting the people there, but it's temporary. But this job within 3 months, and it depends on if you get it and you stay out of the fear, it could even come to you a lot quicker. But it feels like it's going to be really worth the wait.
Okay.
I'm trying to go in and see what kind of work it would be, if I can tune in with that.
Yeah, you're actually, like, until that one comes in, you're not going to be without a job. You're going to be able to find stuff, but it's not, you know, they won't be your dream jobs, but they'll help pay the bills until this one comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And the new job in 3 months is going to be something that you have a lot of responsibility for, and it's something that doesn't feel like you've done it. It feels like it's something new for you. And it feels like, again, you're another one. It feels like it's going to be more of a managerial job. But it's just you're going to be able to develop some skills that you have that you didn't realize that you had. So be really excited about it. But these temporary jobs are going to prepare you for that job that's coming up in 3 months.
Yeah, and I'm hearing, too, with this new, the permanent one, I keep hearing it's going to fall in your lap. It's just going to fall in your lap. So just keep making your connections when you do these temporary jobs, because all the people
mm-hmm.
that you meet, yeah, it'll just fall in your lap.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Calling.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to... Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. Okay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I want to see where this relationship with Ricky is going, if it's going anywhere.
Okay. Your relationship with Ricky?
Okay. Heavy-heartedness. Lots of past relationships from him that he's having a hard time. Feels like he's finishing up with it, though, as long as he continues to move forward with it. I don't know if he's the one for you, girl, though. It doesn't feel like it.
You say he's finishing up with the relationship with me?
With he's finishing up with past relationships that are holding him back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of hearing he's too dragged down with things from the past that are holding on to him.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you and your guys are saying, do you really want that drama? Because it'll just be nonstop drama. And
so he's not getting finished with it.
What's that?
Is he not getting finished with this relationship from the past?
No.
No. There's stuff that just keeps going on and on and on and on, and he's not really 100% free of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you continue on with him, you'll be dragged into it, and then you'll have to deal with it, and he won't be able to give 100% to you.
Because he's not willing to let go of the past.
Correct.
Not yet, no. So it's going to come down to a point of your self-worth of how long are you willing to hold on to. It doesn't feel like he's the one. Somebody new, somebody different is going to be coming in.
Bigger, brighter pastures for you down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't even keep, yeah. You got it. You got what we're saying.
Yeah. Thank you, lady.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Let's go here. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Are you on mute? Otherwise, I'm going to put you back on hold. All right. Let's see here. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Shannon from Virginia.
Hello, Shannon. Shannon from Virginia. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. I'm planning this move to Cotton Ridge, but somebody think I should be moving to Virginia. And I was wondering, do you see... should I make that switch, or do you see one better than the other?
Okay. What was the first place?
Cotton Ridge.
Cotton Ridge.
Oh, Cotton Ridge.
Cotton Ridge has a higher frequency to it, a higher vibration to it. Is that the one you're really connecting with more out of?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
but
that one has a really good connection.
Be a little cheaper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you
feels
see
very,
me having
very
the
good
money?
For you.
Do you see me having enough money when I leave? Because I'm kind of going to be going on a really, really thin budget. But do you see whatever I take, will it be enough to get me down there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The Cotton Ridge, I'm hearing there's a pot at the end of the rainbow there. So.
Love. Okay. But
Yes.
You see my car lasting. Do you see my car actually lasting, making it to the trip, or should I take an airplane? Oh, okay, so it's going to be all right.
It'll be all right.
It'll be fine,
Yep.
Okay, sounds
good.
Well,
good luck
to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All
right, bye-bye.
All right, so let's move on to, hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies, this is Gina. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Gina.
Gina from Georgia. Do you have a question or a comment, Gina?
Yes, I am looking for work. I'm looking for something more stable. I've been kind of taking back a little bit on job search because it's, I've been looking for a long while, so I'm getting a little discouraged. But at the same time, I get freelance work here and there, but it's not enough, you know, to sustain. Do you see more of a job coming in or more opportunities, like from a freelance work?
Well, the first thing that I'm seeing that you need to, and I'm feeling this, you need to really let go of the heavy-heartedness. There's kind of some panic that's around it. Know that you're provided with. That panic is the ego that's keeping you in that lower energy. And I can see it just twisting around your feet, and it's around your right foot. So it's keeping you in that belief system, I'm not able to sit here and provide for myself. You're wavering on faith and trust right now. So it feels like you need to do a burning ceremony. Sit down and write down everything that you're experiencing right now. Burn it. Your attitude towards money, not being able to take care of yourself, it's bringing up a lot of past stuff for you. You get that cleared, and you're going to be amazed at how you're going to be opening up doorways for new, fresher energies to come in. Does that make sense?
Yes, in a way. Yes, it does, because I'm, like I said, when I kind of, like, taken back of the job search, I'm at the point, like, you know how you want something really, really bad and it just don't come, so I'm just trying to let it go and just let it just come in the way it needs to come, and I'm getting to that point now. I mean, I'm just like, I don't want to give out desperate energy, and that's what I'm giving now, and I just, even though I know I need a job, but I'm not going to, you know, I know I'm being taken care of because I have gone this far without, So I know the universe is taking care of me.
Yeah, and, you know, and also do not hesitate. Even if something does come your way and it's not the perfect thing, if you feel you have to take it just to take the bills, do it.
Right.
But don't give up the search for what you're wanting to manifest.
Okay. It feels like what you're going through right now, it's all about really building your faith and your trust at a deeper level. Even though you're going, I know I do, it's at a deeper level that you don't realize that you're needing to fulfill that. So that's the experience behind it. So do that little burning ceremony of what it is that you're holding on to so that it's done. It's done once and for all.
Okay. And do you see anything will come, if it's not what
I'm
really want.
Yeah, I'm hearing June. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And it will be worth it. It will be worth it. It's a deep thing that's coming up for you. So go in and look at it, and you'll get through it a lot quicker.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, ladies. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
You know, I just want to mention, too, you know, we had talked a little bit about the root chakra in the beginning, everyone, and every call that we're getting is related to job, which is the root chakra.
Uh-huh.
So it's about financial stability, being independent, you know, being able to provide. So everybody's root chakra is really off right now. So make sure that you take some time. Go and walk on the earth. Put your feet in the grass. Touch a tree. Get really grounded. If you could visualize roots coming out of your feet and going down into the earth and hooking into the center of the earth and coming back up to you, you want to stay grounded. That's how you want to keep your root chakra open and clear so that you can then move on towards your stability and your financial.
stuff.
We're releasing illusions, you guys. I'm sorry. I have a caller here. Hello, and who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? It's the same one.
Okay, they probably just want to listen.
You just want to listen, all right.
Is it a local number?
561, is that local?
Okay, no.
Nope. Okay, let's see here. Let's see if I've done this one already. Again, I'm manning the phones, people. All right. Hi, who are we talking with, and where are you calling
from?
Hi,
this is Suzanne, and I do have a job question.
All right. Where are you calling from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Long Island. What's your question?
Well, I was just taking jobs that I really wasn't making enough, and so tomorrow I'm going on a job interview to sub as a teacher assistant in hopes in September getting a full-time job. Do you see this working out? I'm going to interview tomorrow.
Well, I got a big YES, so yes.
Okay.
Yes, it feels very good for you. Yeah. Feels very, very good for you.
Do you know the principal personally?
No.
Oh, interesting. I just heard that there's a connection with the principal, so.
I don't think so.
Interesting. Well, it'll be interesting to see how you feel when you meet that person and see if you feel a connection somehow.
Yep. Feels very good for you, though. Feels very, very good for you. So how exciting
is that?
Can
I ask another quick question?
Well, we're doing only one question. I'm sorry. So.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yes. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. I guess Marie and I did not make a statement. Please call in and ask for one question. Here's our other caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Karen from Chicago. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I have a job question as well.
Okay.
I went for an interview today. It was for a temp assignment, but they wanted to interview the people or the candidates, and I was in there less than 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes at the most. And I'm just wondering if you see me getting that particular assignment or will somebody else call me? Or what was the reason why it was so brief?
I'm hearing somebody else is going to be getting it.
I heard it's an internal candidate that's getting it. And
oh, internal
it was a formality
candidate.
Just to do it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see something else coming up, though?
Yep,
I'm hearing 2 months as well. But you're going to like it. You're really going to enjoy it.
They're saying it's worth the wait.
It'll be worth the wait.
Boy, everybody's getting some good stuff coming down the road.
Yeah. It's
going to
definitely be worth the wait. It's not about settling.
Yeah.
Okay.
It isn't about settling. So good for you, and just keep an open heart and an open mind for it, and you'll be amazed at how fast that 2 months goes by.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Computer's moving a little slow. Hi. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm in California.
California. Hey, Mike. Hi, Mike. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm starting my third week of training for a new sales position, and I wanted to kind of see the financial success level, kind of in the beginning and kind of how what it kind of turns into.
Okay. The first thing I heard was, you got to hustle. You got to hustle in the beginning. Really put yourself out there to get the clients.
Okay.
But it will come in. It will come in and it will continue to grow. So it won't be where you're just starting and there's nothing. It'll start out pretty quick from the beginning, but you have to work it though. You have to work it.
But
Yep, that's what they're teaching us.
Yep. So, and that's where I just keep hearing hustle. Do the hustle.
So there is some commission coming in, whether it be of just a few thousand a month type of thing in the beginning.
Okay, so there'll be something coming in. But I'm also hearing, though, with you that you know how to close the sale, and you know how to connect with people, and you can read people, so you'll be able to use that to really close a sale and excel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Being intuitive helps.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it, Mike. No worries. You got this. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No, thank you.
All right. Moving on to... Hi. Who are we talking to and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Kathy from Georgia.
Kathy from Georgia? What can we do for you today, Kathy?
I wanted you to look. I have a homeowner's insurance claim, and I've been getting jerked around a whole lot, but I have escalated up to an assistant VP last week, and I haven't heard from them. Do you see me hearing? Actually, I left a message today also. Do you see him resolving it and making them honor the verbal contract that was verbal agreement to pay my contractor's estimate about 2 weeks ago, or what's going to happen?
Is there a way you can get that verbal contract into writing before, like right away?
What do you mean into writing?
Well, can they write out the can they write it? Is there a contract already in place that's in writing?
There's some estimates out there, but the verbal agreement was made from insurance manager to me saying that he would pay my contractor his amount to fix my house. Then he reneged on it. So that's an all verbal agreement. But I do kind of have it a little backed up in emails a little bit because I did recap it when I had to escalate above him what has been said, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And I have a long email trail of issue on top of issue on top of issue.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm hearing the insurance company knows. I mean, they can see, but they're trying to hold on to their money. But they know that it's a valid issue.
All I'm hearing is that there's some dishonesty going on. There's some dishonesty going on. I hate to say that to you.
Oh no, I already know that now. But thanks.
Well, I'm just trying to, I'm going in and asking, is it going to be resolved, though?
Right.
Boy.
Which is really sad that the word doesn't mean anything because it should mean something.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gotten 3 verbal agreements that they haven't honored to. This last one, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, and the verbal, and it's ridiculous because they should be sending you at least an email, you know, something in writing that they're backing up their verbal word. I'm hearing you might need to escalate it even higher, though, you know, as far as, like, Attorney General's office.
I swear to God, I was just going to say that, so it's to the point of you need to bring it to the Attorney General. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's to that point to where you need to step into action on doing that.
Mm-hmm. Because once they get involved,
And it's about holding others accountable.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for them to respond today. If they don't, I'll be sending them an email tonight with a deadline of Wednesday. And after that, I don't know if I should go inside to their complaint. They do have a complaint department area or escalate to his boss or to go outside, because when you're at an assistant VP level and they have ignored you since Thursday, mm-hmm. He had just got back in town on Thursday, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt. He'll call me on Friday or Monday at the latest. It still just doesn't look good even for them, because I don't know if they're working on it, ignoring me, mm-hmm. getting things, you know what I mean? I don't know anything.
Right.
So you're saying I'm going to have to ask.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask.
Yeah, you are going to have to escalate it, but not only escalate it in their company, but escalate it out to the point where you're going to have to file a consumer complaint with the Attorney General's office in order for them to move.
Yep. It's going down that route.
Yeah.
It's going down that route. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's that much dishonesty that's going on. It feels like it's within the business itself, and to where there might even be some investigations going on, just so you know, at a deeper level.
Right. I was just hoping that they would just go ahead and take care of me and not having me to go to that route, because if I go that route, I'm just going to be displaced even longer. I've already been displaced over 3 months, okay? So, I mean, I'll have to do what I have to do, because I'm just tired.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, I'll see what happens. So,
well, good luck on that one. Good
yeah,
luck
good
on
luck.
That one. And thank
I
you for calling
it.
In.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Yep, thanks.
I know we don't always say the things that everybody always wants to hear, but let's see here. We one more call here.
Well, it's hard because you would expect something,
I know,
you know, to
be hard.
Resolve. But
hi, who were we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Danica. What can we do for you?
Hi. I just would like to see what you guys have to tell me about love life, if you see anything coming up or me reconnecting with someone from my past, and also if you see anything about me moving, that would be great, too.
Danica, I'm hearing for you to let go of the past and really start looking forward, because what will be coming in is something brand new.
Yes. Yeah. There's a new relationship, but you have to let go of the past. There's somebody you're still holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, it's like it's something I can't really explain. It just feels like there's unfinished things there, and it's not over. But
I know.
If you... I mean, I'm just living my life. I'm not, like, hounding or trying to stalk this person or anything. I don't look them up. No, nothing. But can you tell me?
You can energetically go in there and just cut the cords to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut the cords because...
You're holding on to it in your heart space.
Yeah. And actually, this is not the lifetime for you to finish it up anyway. Interestingly enough, that's what's coming in. So you just need to cut the cords and know that this you're done. You know how to do cord cutting ceremony? Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah. So you just need to cut the cords and say, you know what, I thank you for my experiences and whatever lessons that I learned from you in this lifetime, but now it's time to let it go and move forward.
So that you can have new experiences and new love come into your life.
When is a new one going to come that you guys see? Like, and what will he look like? Do you know any info about that?
If you move through this quickly, easily, and effortlessly, it can be 3 months that you experience it. And he feels like he has light hair and he's tall, at least 6 foot, at least 6 foot. He has blue eyes. Very beautiful blue eyes.
Do you know where I'll meet him?
Where you'll meet him?
Yeah.
Florida.
Wow.
In Florida.
The one from my past, do you not see us reconnecting again?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
you're done. So you really have to do the cord cutting ceremony, because the more you hold on to it, the longer the other person's going to.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. So there you go. We want to say thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Now, Marie, I have to ask a question here to go in. Do I go into this pink thing to see if there's anybody in the chat room?
No.
I don't go in there?
No.
Okay.
The window's already open, so you can click on it up there. Let's see. So just click right there. Let's see. Nope, nobody there.
Queen Goddess Opulent was there. Hello, woman. Hello. Okay, well, you know what? It is 2:25. How perfect is that?
Okay.
We don't have any more callers.
All right. No, just click on.
Ooh, lucky, 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 lucky. Well, anyways, what I would suggest for everybody, because it'll be another. When are we going to be on?
Well, April. April's schedule is going to be up in the air because we're doing a lot of moving and vacationing.
You know what? I would say we're not going to do it. We're going to be back on the air in May.
Yeah.
Between vacations and moving and everything,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot that's going on. So we'll be back. Catch us in May. Go onto the DivineGoddessRadio.com page and our what we're going to be doing and our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We'll be letting you know what's going on with us so you can find us again.
Yes.
We're going through a lot of changes, guys, which is good.
If anybody needs to book a reading, just go to DivineGoddessRadio.com, and you can book a reading with us through there. And you can do a 15-minute reading, a 30-minute reading, an hour reading, so whichever, you know, you would like to do. So anyway, you guys, hold on to your, remember, ground, ground, ground. Get those roots into the earth and hold yourself down. Remember, we're going through wonderful times. Hold the energy. You're going to get through the energy. Good things are coming for everyone.
You know, this is your opportunity, you guys, to get really clear on what it is that you do want to manifest. So if you thought you did and you're going, damn, it's not manifesting, do I really want it? This is your opportunity of getting really clear
mm-hmm.
on what you want. So write that down, manifest, manifest, manifest.
Yep.
But you can't manifest when you're not clear on it. So
exactly.
We want to say thank you and send in everybody a love and light out there.
Thank you to everybody who called in, and we really appreciate it. And we will catch you in May.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.